This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heart Blend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on emotional care and empowerment for empaths, sensitive souls, and those that resonate with my content. So hello, I'm so excited and happy to have you. And today we are going to talk about the challenges in communication. Why does communication seem so hard sometimes? It seems like we just can't get through to someone. And it's just like, so frustrating. I'm going to go over the top reasons why we may struggle with communication and how we can possibly get a little bit better just by having the awareness of these challenges. All right, so let's dive in. The number one reason, which doesn't mean that it is number one in value or priority, just the number one, is going to be cultural differences. Within your own location, within your country, or just even online or universally. And so there's different gestures, there's different meanings in some cultures, you know. Some places a smile and eye contact can show that you're open and friendly, and to others it's a sign of a challenge and disrespect. So if you could imagine, if you're communicating between two different cultures, one thing means one thing, and one thing means another. And without everyone having that level understanding, can make it really challenging to communicate effectively and making sure that everyone feels comfortable and everyone is understood. Okay, so that's the first reason. Second reason is going to be generational differences. So every generation has their own era, okay? Especially with growing up. There's almost this universal tone in the time of the generational development that shapes, you know, the values of that generation, the belief systems, the fears, the emotional dominance. You know, like millennials tend to struggle with overwhelmment the most, while Gen Z struggles with isolation more. So it just depends, and we all deal with different things, and so sometimes we can have a misunderstanding of the other one where it's just like, well, why can't you just do this? Or what's the big issue? What's the big deal? Why are you struggling so much? And just understanding each other a bit more. And so that could be a reason for some communication challenges. It's just differences between generations. But I would like to open that up to seeing how we can learn from the strengths of each generation, taking upon wisdom of each one, not focusing so much on the challenges of each generation, but appreciating each generation, I think gets us closer to really understanding each other and building that sense of compassion. And so without understanding, it makes it hard to really stay in tune with each other. Plus, we also have the marketing and social media that has defined more psychology to each generation. They've almost really boxed in each generation into, this is what this group likes, this is what this group doesn't like, and this is what this group is most likely to do. And they play on that and tend to program us even more, even when we think we have full autonomy and are super authentic. You'd be surprised how much you're being influenced just by the social media and marketing. And even if you're not on social media platforms, so much is being influenced by the way that social media has really led so much in marketing that it affects the way you shop, you know? So it's all so, so interesting. Now, the third reason of challenges in communication is going to be due to disorders, socialization, and triggers. Okay, so globally, one in seven people tend to have a disorder somewhere, whether it's social, mental, emotional, whatever. We all got a little something. So one in seven are clinically diagnosed with some type of disorder. That's a pretty big number. If you got a room of, say, 21 people, well, at least 3 people out of that group are going to suffer with some type of disorder. So according to the World in Data, that's about 1 billion people in the world with new diagnoses every single day. Now, of course, this is going to make it challenging for those with a disorder and for those that don't have an understanding of what that person may be going through. There's still some sense of shame centered around mental health, so we try to appear as normal as possible, even if it feels severe, right? So even if we're really struggling, we all just want to feel normal. We all just want to feel like everyone else, right? What is normal anyway? But we all just want to feel like we're not standing out or we're not bringing attention to ourselves. We want to just feel like we can get by like everyone else. And so sometimes there is so much focus on trying to feel or look normal that they're doing so much that it's even tough to be present, to be able to communicate and bring everything through, right? And so the other person that may not struggle with anything severe, I would say, oh, I don't know, I don't get them very much. I don't know, why do they think like that? Or why would they say something like that, right? So we just have to learn to have a bit more compassion and to just practice learning about each other, learning about all the different illnesses and things that people may face that can really help us get a deeper understanding and not be judgmental in our communication. So the difference in communication styles also is a big one, okay? And we all communicate differently based on our personalities and communication styles. So some of those styles really do influence our perception and our values in communication, what we value when we're communicating. Are we valuing connection and laughter and just getting to know each other? Are we valuing getting those results and getting the information and learning in the communication? What do you value when you are communicating with people? Are you valuing the opportunity to get a chance to learn about yourself a bit more? Are you valuing to get to connect and learn more about other people? What is it? So we all have different ones, and then you combine that together, and yeah, it may pose a challenge in communication. Another big challenge for communication is going to be emotions, okay? So emotional arousal, such as anger, guilt, shame, fear, these negative emotions create blockages in communication to be able to express yourself authentically. So when you're faced with trying to keep this poker face, or you're trying to get through this conversation that you're having with someone, but you're starting to feel really frustrated or angry or upset, that emotion is going to block you from being able to really get to the heart of the matter sometimes. And it can feel challenging to communicate when you're feeling such high emotion. The next reason that we may be struggling with communication is going to be, you should know this, the ego, right? I'm right, you're wrong. And so the identity and self-preservation can block true communication because it's almost a threat to the self, right? It feels like a threat to the self. When you say something that goes against what I feel represents me, well, now I feel like I have to defend myself. Regardless if whatever you said is logical or makes sense or doesn't make sense, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I'm going to go into defense mode, and I'm going to protect myself because I feel like I'm under attack. Do you think we're going to communicate really well being in that mode? Probably not. And we see this a lot of times. Just people going head to head in political views and global topics and what's right, what's wrong. You know, the egos just jump in and it makes communication really challenging. And the last struggle or challenge that we face in communication is due to conflicting goals. So this is when, you know, you have to make decisions in how you want to express yourself, and there may be some possible consequences in the background, okay? So You want to tell someone how you feel, but you're afraid of rejection. You want to bring awareness to an employee in the workplace, but you're afraid that maybe there'll be some retaliation. You want to tell someone the truth, but it may hurt their feelings. So sometimes it's really challenging to communicate clearly when we have those conflicting goals, right? We have conflicting information just with what we want to say. And so sometimes we just don't say the full thing we want to say. Sometimes we hold back. Sometimes we don't talk at all. And it makes communication really challenging. So what is, out of that group that I just listed, what is the biggest challenge for you that you've noticed when it comes to communicating with others? What do you feel makes the biggest struggle that you've observed with communication? Is it, I'm right, you're wrong? Or is it, I want to tell you something, but I'm afraid of how it's going to be received? Or is it, hey, we just have different communication styles. I mean, I don't get you. I don't understand you. I'm trying, but it's not working. Well, what is it, right? So I hope this was helpful and it really helps to bring some awareness to why we may struggle with communication, whether it's in our relationships, in the workplace, within our families and friends. And just by having the awareness of what the issue may be, can really take our emotions out of it altogether. It can really help to alleviate some of that pressure we may feel when it comes to having to communicate with someone. So I hope that this was really helpful for you with figuring out the reasons why you may have some challenges in communication. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we are here Tuesdays and Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Heart Blend Podcast.